Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
He always seems to get involved, doesn't he?
I'm telling you, too many coconuts have hit him right on top of the skull.
Well, I think Anthony will be a great acquisition. He can do it all.
Avery, who shows this?
Player development is a really interesting concept, and a lot of guys, they have their own personal coaches, especially during the offseason. Yep. And so it is really tricky to try to gauge how good is the team at player development. It is something that we've started putting some metrics together on, but for JJ, if we're looking at guys that he coached both seasons, it's only like 8 players or so. So there's not a big sample size. I'm not really drawing any conclusions from it. So I wouldn't tell you how to come up with the revamped youthful Lakers basketball team, but add, good talent, keep them around long enough to see how much they can develop, whether you're drafting them or using two-way guys, give them opportunities and have the right level of support from a coaching standpoint, from a data standpoint, and see what they could do.
Yeah, the personal coach thing is I think a point of real contention here, in that like every team's players has the personal coaches, and every team's, all basically NBA players, like they go to either their own performance coaches, or they'll have, coaches who watch over several players, stuff like that. To me, the breakdown is in the direction, right? Like, I would like for the Lakers to do a better job of telling, the personal coach, hey, this is how we view this player, and this is what this player needs to be good at or get better at, so that when we come back from the off season and over the years, this player gets better at these certain things, and this person fits our vision of, him for the future. And I think, with the way that the Lakers have operated with their personnel, and as you talk about like the amount of turnover that we have seen from the Lakers, that plays a significant role in the lack of development here, because do the Lakers have a vision of who Dalton was supposed to be other than JJ reincarnate? Like, do the Lakers have a vision of Bronny that is something other than, well, just get as good as you can get so that it doesn't look as bad, that, you know, that there are fewer conversations about your development? Like, I always kind of look at the Thunder, and, you know, the Knicks are like this, where there's a baseline of expectation for players, and you know, like the way that they defend, the way that they shoot, the way that they, you know, do any number of things. And there's a direction to the development that you'll see from those players. They all tend to get better at certain things. And that's something that I think the Lakers hopefully improve at here over the next few years.
Yeah. You need role clarity. You need to know, what am I aiming for? What will my job be that I'm trying to develop? Because, you know, if you tell me you're going to have a job in, I don't know, finance, there are a bunch of different parts of jobs in finance. If I'm going to prepare for that, you need to tell me what exactly I'm doing. If you know, we want to get you on the court, well, great. Tell me where there's fit. Let me look at the roster. Let me see where there might be minutes. How do I become good enough at the right skill sets that you feel comfortable enough plugging me in? Like, have role clarity, set goals, and then you have to have realistic time frames. When we drafted Adu Thiro, and I look at that as a player, he's exciting. He's got fun highlights. He looks like a guy that, to me, if I'm being realistic about where he was to start, that's probably a guy that, like, in year three, I'd expect to be playing NBA rotation minutes. And if it's any sooner, that's ahead of schedule. But if it doesn't, you know, if it's year two and he's not there yet, that's not a failure if you're being realistic about what you started with. And I think with Bronny, I think with Hero, those were guys that when they were drafted, they weren't ready yet. And if anyone was giving up on them, we're just not at that point yet. I think we're starting to reach that spot, but you have to draft guys and be realistic with them, their agents. I don't know that you're necessarily going to tell the fans, like, hey, you're not going to see this guy for 3 years. But to me, that's another part of the equation where I'd preach some patience, because the picks we've seen need to be developed under JJ. Like, one, I don't think we've reached the due date yet. And then two, most of it's happening behind the scenes. So are we seeing enough just growth in the right direction so far? Not necessarily are they ready to play real contributing minutes. I think so. I think we're on track. But we're also working really small samples that we are able to see publicly. So it will be hard to tell. And by the time you can tell, either you've thrown 3 years away or, you know, it worked out perfectly. But I don't think we're there yet to be able to evaluate.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Baseball is back, and BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same game parlay boosts, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boosts, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Let's segue awkwardly to a funny moment from this year that I meant to bring up earlier as kind of an icebreaker, but now I'm remembering again. I think it was Kobe Price asked, or no, I forget which beat reporter asked JJ about the organized offense, and JJ gave an answer that was pretty clearly, I don't know if you took it this way, kind of sort of directed at the statistical findings that you've been kind of charting over the course of the last couple of years or however long, about organized offense. So, like, one, how did that arrive at your doorstep? Did you just sit, like, how many, like, did your phone go, like, just berserk with text from people saying, oh, I think JJ just called you out? And two, could you kind of speak on the process of charting organized offense and of understanding what sets look like what and you know, what goals it seems that the Lakers have versus the goals that they should have, and all of the things that you have, I think, done a really good job on charting, but seem to ruffle some feathers, at least in that moment.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I received a lot of text messages, a lot of Discord pings, a lot of mentions. Yeah. And you are 100% correct in terms of, like, the sentiment of how the message was delivered. It was pointed. It was not hard to tell who he was talking about, and it came off as, you know, certainly condescending. What I'll say is, in terms of the message itself, he effectively said, like, we are organized. Organized offense to us is X. It is not Y. And what he said was part of X, I agree with. What he said it's not, that why, I also agree with. And so for me, if you remove the tone of it and I just look at the transcript, I look at it, I'm like, oh yeah, like, I'm on board. I get, you know, he gets it. I'm cool. When you listen to it, it's like, oh shit. like, this doesn't look like great. And I totally understand for most people that aren't closely tracking what I'm doing and they couldn't tell you what the definition is. They listen to that quote and they're like, oh, well, Tim doesn't know what he's talking about. And so certainly damaging from that perspective. Afterwards, had some conversations. The Lakers and I, we are on the same page when it comes to what organized offense is. We did see a boost from the team after that point, and I hope to see them continue to thrive and get better and do well with this. Really, what this is it's effectively play call rate. And anytime you're a basketball team, you bring the ball up the court, you can just kind of freelance, you know, we're going to get the ball to LeBron in the post and play out of it, or we're going to run a ball screen, or we're going to just ISO. Those are freelance plays. There are other plays, like the Lakers will run their stack ball screens, a Spain pick and roll. That's a set play. There are other times, well, actually, I guess the stack ball screens is a good example, where they'll call stack and you'll see JJ, you know, hit his fists together, one over the other. That's their signal for stack. It is for a lot of teams. And they'll kind of read and react to how the defense is playing it, and they'll have a couple different options off of it. And, you know, you hope they do well with it. There's, you know, a spectrum for how much the coach is controlling exactly what's run. But from what I'm looking at, I log every possession of every game of the season. I have, let me take a look here, over the past four Lakers seasons, I have watched the film on afterwards, not live, but film afterwards, looking at the play, rewinding, fast forward, go back over and over until I get it. 31,530 plays. I have watched the play and I have written down literally exactly what happened. Did they run a play? If they ran a play, what was the play? What were they trying to do? Who got the scoring possession? If they were set up by somebody, who was the teammate that set them up? What was the shot quality? What was the result? Who was on the court? All of those things. And so there's a lot of info gathering and you could do a lot from it. NBA data is at a great point in today's game where they have a lot tracked. What they don't have yet that is good is this X's and O stuff. And Basketball Index, not just Tim Laker stuff, but Basketball Index, we consult with NBA teams, we consult with WNBA teams, we consult with college teams, we consult with EuroLeague teams, G League teams, other international teams, random high school coaches, AAU coaches. And I'll tell you, the data that they have available to them does not get to this level of detail. It takes somebody in the video room tracking these things. And so there's true still value. The AI is not taking over. The coaches need to be good at their jobs. The video coordinators need to be good at their jobs. Know ball, know how to track things, have the right infrastructure. And there are a lot of different parts to it. For me, the organized offensive rate is just kind of a yes, no. Did you run something or did you freelance? Generally, and I've seen this over four seasons in a row, I've tracked this for other teams, there are now people tracking the same infrastructure because I set them up with templates, or they've kind of molded into their own for the Knicks, for the Hawks, for the Grizzlies. Somebody's getting set up to do Philly next year. They are doing what I'm tracking. And in each of those cases, running a play is better than not running a play. Now, it's not as simple as just run a play, right? You want to run the right play. You want to run good plays.
Yeah.
And there's more depth to it. There's more nuance to it. For example, if you're running a ball screen play, it's like a rock, paper, scissors game. If you're going to run drop coverage against me, I want to run the part of my playbook that attacks drop coverage. I don't want to run the part of my playbook that attacks switching. And so that is something I track. That's called coverage fit. And I have data on that. The Lakers last season had, 55% coverage fit. This year, 54%. It was worse than under Darvin Ham. I'd love to see that improve.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, parents. We all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I also track, like, if you are running an ISO or a post-up and the defense actively, like proactively is sending a double team, or they're just sending some deterring help. So, for example, the Spurs beat the Thunder in their round, and SGA's ISO game was very bad. His shooting percentages were not great because they weren't sending hard double teams like the Lakers did. They were sending guys into gaps and not letting him drive, kind of inducing jump shots. I count that as help as well. When that happens, I track, did the Lakers counter it and how? Did they run a flare screen? Did they cut from certain positions? What did they do? In year one, the Lakers countered 47% of the time. In year two, they countered 40% of the time. So a step backwards. And I'd say that needs to improve as well. Those are some of the granular little things. The organized offense rate, 54% in year one, 53% in year two. I'd love to see 55% or better. 60% is awesome. And in each of these things, if you want to go see exactly what I said, the Lakers ran on, 8 minutes left in the third quarter of game 42 or whatever it is. I have my spreadsheets. They're posted. They're available. You pay, I think, $10, I think, and you get access to all of that in my Discord. If you want to go, check my work, and I have people that check my work. In each of these things, what I'm saying is better tends to be more efficient. Like big picture, large sample sizes, it's been more efficient. When you win the rock, paper, scissors game, you score more points. When you run plays, you score more points, all of that. And so it's very structured. It's very regimented. You can track it for any team, any style of play. And at the end of the day, it trickles down to the players, your stars, your role players. They are less effective when you tell them, hey, go make something happen, instead of letting the play work for them and create the advantage for them. And so whether it's elevating a star from, you know, an A to an A plus, or elevating a role player from a C minus to a B minus, like, these things matter. And, you know, it's interesting to me. It's been fun. I think of all the things that we've done, all the things I've done at B-Ball Index or just with the Lakers stuff, this is one that has really kind of cut through and has gotten me talking to coaches at the college level, at the pro level, overseas and domestically more than anything. And it's really neat to see teams start tracking things and incorporate data into how they do their scheme. Because for most of the teams I've played on, coached on, been on staff for, usually the playbook is like, hey, I ran this a couple years ago in college, or like, I saw this play, it looks cool, I'm going to run it. And most of the scheme content you see is like, must add action. And they show a play and they show it working, but they don't explain why it works, when it works. And there's a whole world, if what you want to dive against into it. You know, what it works against is critical. You can, you know, a double drag ball screen, that absolutely annihilates hedging defense. It doesn't really do much against switching. It doesn't do much against drop coverage. And it's one of the things the Lakers ran against drop coverage most of the season, and they weren't all that effective with it. So things like that I track. And to me, what's interesting is in the games, the team did run good offensive scheme. They had a high play call rate. They were countering help. They were winning rock, paper, scissors in ball screens. They were dominant. If you ever saw me tweet out a picture of, or a GIF of the Death Star, those were the quarters, the halves, the games where the process was really strong. Because I think with this roster talent plus good process, you're going to get amazing results. Not every game. You're going to miss some shots sometimes. At the end of the day, make or miss league, all of that, there's variance involved. But good process game after game, you are going to be more consistent. You're going to score more points. You're going to win more games. And I don't have the numbers in front of me. I'd have to pull them up. But like, when the team does well in these things, they win like 70, 80% of the time. And to me, it's just a consistency thing. And I hope to see them reflect, improve, and be better with this. I know it's different. I know it's kind of new tracking, different tracking. Not everybody does this, but I think it'll be an interesting thing to take a look at moving forward. And I think if they do improve on those things and they gear the offense more towards the skills of the players with ball screens, with ISO, instead of being such an off-screen heavy team, we could see them improve on their offensive optimization data, which for the data we have at B-Ball Index was 24th ranked in the league last season and 24th ranked in the league this season. And what goes into that is comparing their talent, which we have a bunch of talent data, and we map out how impactful should you be based on your physical tools, your job, and your skill grades. Last year, they were second in offensive talent, this year third. So if the scheme was kind of like neutral, they should have been a top five team, even accounting for injuries and minutes played. So them being 11th in offensive rating last year, 10th this year, to me, those are disappointing numbers, even accounting for those kind of moving variables of the injuries.
I want to talk about the personnel really quickly before we let you go. The notion of organized offense and stuff like that, like in freestyling versus calling a set. You know, when you have a player like Luka who can kind of bend defenses to his will by way of his own pick and roll. And obviously the term for it that I use most frequently and other people use most frequently is Luka ball. Like, how do you, what type of balance would you prefer to see there where it's like, that's this dude's strength. He is basically unique in that strength and those kinds of plays and the positions that he puts himself and his teammates, and opposing defenses into, versus, you know, the like you just talked about, the caliber of team that the Lakers can be when they are more optimized, you know, systematically, with kind of a more diverse, organized approach.
I think that's a really good question. And when you have a star, it's really easy to just say like, all right, go cook, like go make it happen. You could do it. Yeah. And the floor is so much higher. With you know, telling Luka to go make something happen compared to Nick Smith Jr. or Gabe Vincent or somebody. What we do see in tracking this, and I've seen this with Anthony Davis, LeBron James, and Luka Doncic, is their scoring and their passing ends up more effective. For Luka, there actually wasn't a huge difference this year in terms of his effectiveness as a scorer, whether the team was organized or not, because in a lot of situations, he is shooting like heavily contested threes regardless. But what we do see a big difference in is how involved he is. When the team is freelancing, you're more letting the defense dictate what can happen. And we see guys more involved, taking up more shots, more often being the passer that you ideally wouldn't see in those situations. Whereas when you are organized, you are deciding who's going to be the shooter in the corner spacing, who's going to be the role man, who's going to be the ISO guy or the screener, all of that. And we see like LeBron is much more involved as a passer when the team runs plays. Luka is much more involved with his facilitation for others when the team runs plays. His scoring usage, exactly the same. It's actually 0.4% different for Luka, organized versus freelancing. There's basically no difference. But when the team is running plays, you're able to really get, like, basically every lob you saw Luka throw this season was a set play. Maybe not every, but probably 75, 80%. Those were called sets, and those are fun plays. It's high effectiveness basketball. Luka is more a hub and more of a centerpiece when you allow, when you're calling things, whereas when the team freelances, it's more like Marcus Smart ends up having to go make things happen, or DeAndre Ayton go make something happen, or Rui go make something happen. And I don't think that is ideal. You want the ball to be in Luka's hands, LeBron's hands, Austin's hands, as passers and as scorers. So that's what it looks like for Luka. For Austin, it's more involved, and Austin is way more effective. We saw that in regular season and the playoffs when the team is running plays versus not running plays. For Luka, it didn't matter as much as a scorer. For Austin, it did, and it has for multiple years now.
It makes sense with Austin, right? More limited player than Luka, and the way that he goes, like, I would imagine his free throw rate skyrockets in set plays versus, or, you know, organized sets versus freelancing stuff. And that's a critical stat for Austin. Tim, I've taken up too much of your time. I really appreciate you hopping on and taking time out of your off season and sitting down and nerding out about, I always find myself whenever we have these conversations, like I say, yeah, we're going to talk about JJ Redick, but it always devolves into some type of ideological basketball conversation with you. And I always look forward to them. So thanks very much for indulging me.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you having me. It's fun to put the film away, put the calculator down, and talk.
Make sure you guys are checking out, though, all of his work and his team's work at Basketball Index. It is an absolutely critical tool if you want to remain as informed about the NBA as you can possibly be. Also, check out the Lakers Exceptionalism Discord. A lot of great stuff in there, as well as some bonus pods and stuff like that from Tim and anything else that you want to plug before we get you out of here?
That's what it's all about, man. Those two things are where you can find me. It is a WNBA time of year. I know the finals are happening, but we also just launched some cool WNBA resources. So if you want to dig into player resources, team resources, you want to go win some fights with your friends or your enemies online, we'll equip you to do so with the stats over at B-Ball Index. All the WNBA stuff is free. And over at the, if you listen to me today and you say, hey, what the hell is this guy talking about? And you want to learn more about the X's and O's, I have 24 hours of recorded X's and O's content that bring you from A to Z, starting from, you know, like locations on the court all the way up to like what are the plays you run? What are the concepts you run to attack drop coverage versus hedging versus switching? All those sorts of things. I have all of that in my Discord at the, I believe it's the courtside tier, which I think is like $12 a month, $14 a month, something like that. You can pay for it, get through all the content, quit whenever you'd like. But I also have bonus recorded podcasts and those scheme X's and O tracker things. If you want to go back and look through a game and try to calibrate your mind on, you know, what is organized versus what is freelance, all of that is available to you. I think very affordable. So check that out. There's a link in my bio on Twitter at Tim_MBA.
Thanks very much, bud. Congrats on all the success to this point, and we'll have to have you on more frequently this upcoming season, because I didn't do it enough the last year.
No worries, man. I was very busy on my end, joining the ranks of fathers. So one less podcast, you know, every maybe a month, every other month. My wife much appreciated. So thanks for having me. I hope everyone enjoys the offseason, enjoys the World Cup, and let's keep an eye out for the draft, free agency, all that good Laker stuff coming up.
Absolutely. Congrats on that. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. A reminder, please hit that like button. Please hit that subscribe button. Turn on notifications. Share the show. Tell your friends that you love it. Tell your enemies that you hate it. Use that promo code HMA on Price Picks. And until the next time you guys hear from us, I'm Anthony Irwin. That was Cranges McBasketball. Have a great rest of your weekend. Make somebody else's. And go USA tonight, this evening. Can't wait.
Bye, everyone.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.